Window coverings play a crucial role in your home's decor and functionality. I mean, imagine you can't watch TV, the sun is glaring into the window, into your eyes, you're waking up too early because the light's glaring in, or you need privacy and you feel like a goldfish in a fishbowl. Whether you're looking to add privacy, light control, or just aesthetics to your home decor, choosing the right window treatment is key. So to help you with this, as you see all of this beautiful inspiration on the internet, but how do you know how to choose the right one? We've compiled a list of 10 foolproof steps to do just this. Welcome to Bloom and Home, a podcast produced by Aklis Interiors, empowering homeowners with modern, luxurious, and high-tech solutions for their window coverings, inspiring them to elevate their living spaces. I am your host, Tiffany Nguyen, and I'm excited to share with you today the 10 foolproof steps for beautiful window covering solutions. Assess your needs. Start by identifying the primary purpose of your window coverings. Do you need privacy? Do you need light control? Or do you need both? It's difficult to sleep in if you don't want to be an early riser with the sun, if there's no window coverings to help you do so. Do you need light control because the light is pouring in and it's blinding you as you're sitting on the sofa, or you can't even sit down, or it's glaring onto your TV? All of these things help you control, and especially in the summertime in California, it is extremely difficult. Also, it does help with energy efficient in your home. If you have blinds that are keeping that hot heat out of your house, your air conditioner doesn't have to work as hard. So what are your needs? That's the number one thing that we always ask when we do a free consultation. What are your needs for this window? Do you require privacy? Do you require light control? And how are you going to open and close them? How often? And that will help us determine either to do curtains or what type of hardware to have your curtains on, or to do shades. All right, number two, consider your style. Your window covering should complement the overall style of your home. Whether you have a modern or traditional or eclectic decor, choose treatments that align with your aesthetics. I'll give you some examples as a designer. If you have a modern decor, you're going to want to go with roller shades or the zebra shades that we provide, or these Venetian type fabric louvered shades similar to the Hunter Douglas silhouette. Those are more of the modern. Also, if you would like to do curtains, I would recommend ceiling mounted motorized wave curtain panels. Those are very beautiful and very modern. For traditional style, the Venetian type blinds work beautifully, just like those Hunter Douglas silhouettes. In our line, we call them Shangri-La. And if you want something, again, even deeper traditional, you can do wood blinds or shutters. And of course, like the three-prong pleated curtains on the rings and the rod. Now, if you're going to actually fully function them, again, this goes back to your needs, then you shouldn't have those curtains be on a ring as a decorative rings. They need to be on a track. So you can open and close those blinds because the fabric gets really heavy with all of the yardage, especially if you want to go up close to the ceiling. An eclectic decor, of course, beautiful linen or a nice big patterned decorative curtains with some type of woven wood shades. Those are always really beautiful in eclectic homes. Eclectic decor, like a well-traveled look. So choose your treatments that align with your aesthetic. Determine your budget, number three. So set your budget to your window coverings as realistic, including installation costs. So this will help you narrow down your options and avoid overspending or just being stuck in paralysis that you can't get it done because you can't afford it. It really is a matter of, once you determine your budget, you then can understand who can help you and how quickly you can say no thank you or yes, let's do it. Choose the right type. Number four. There are several types of window coverings to choose from, including blinds, inside mounted, where it's mounted inside the window casing, or outside mounted, mounted on the drywall outside that window. shades like a Roman shade that is fabric, that's also traditional. Curtains, like I said, those drapery panels that go from ceiling to floor, and then shutters, some type of wood louvered, or even in the modern look, they're not really shutters, but they're those type of blinds, the zebra blinds, where they're at the fabric, it's like a two-layer fabric, and the blackout fabric is passing by each other. So you can open them to have a light glowing in with still some privacy and filtering, and then you can close them all the way to black out the light. There's lots of varieties of materials, fabrics, colors that are offered within all of these shades. It's important to have a professional assess your architecture, what you have going on in the house, your cabinets, your countertops, your backsplash, and your floors to help you determine the best color to choose. Because down the line, if you want to change furniture, you don't have to worry about changing out your shades. Okay, number six, measure accurately. Proper measurements are crucial for ensuring your window coverings to fit correctly. Now, hiring a professional and hiring a company that operates professionally will always provide a secondary remeasure that the installer measures in order to make sure that everyone's on the same page and you're ordering the proper size. They usually measure down to the 16th inch. So you want to measure the width and the height of your windows to get the rough estimate of how much it's going to cost. But that installer and that company you go with needs to measure down to the 16th inch at multiple points of the window. Number seven, consider motorization. For added convenience, and in our lives, everything is just transitioning more and more to modern technology. We've got AI, being able to write things for us. We're able to talk to our phones and say, "Hey Siri," or we talk to our houses, "Hey Google." This is something to consider if you have that room in your budget. It really allows you just ease. You can have it on a timer or just click a button on your phone, and the window treatments go up and down for you, and you don't have to worry about it or, head on over there when you're trying to juggle multiple things and like pull up the cord and head on back over. Not that it's that hard, but it's kind of cool, it's nice, and it's very luxurious to have a motorized system for your shades, and you can also have them for your curtains. Number eight is add layers for depth. If you are installing curtains, it's always recommended to either have an inside-mounted shade to kind of add some transparency and privacy, but still letting the light filter in. Or you can have curtain shears behind that as that second layer. It adds depth. It really does even actually add functionality, and it just gives it a really nice finished and professional look, professionally designed look. Number nine is pay attention to the details. Not all of us are detail-oriented, but those of us who love window treatments, we are detail-oriented. So we can help you with all those details down to the trim, the type of pleat you want on your curtain, how much do you want it stacked off your window? There's lots of questions that we ask in a consultation to really understand what you want in your curtains and/or in your shades. Do we have a corner where there's two windows meeting and we kind of run into a problem? Let's figure out those details and find a solution that's going to work. Detail-oriented is key when you're hiring somebody to order from and install your window treatments. And that's something we pride ourselves at Aculus Interiors. And of course, like we're talking about when you choose a material, what are the details that are in the space that someone can help you or we can help you choose to complement the decor and the architecture? And the final one, number 10, ensure proper installation. Proper installation is key to ensuring your window coverings. And again, if you're working with a professional, that installer, that company will have someone who's an expert remeasure everything for you. And I mean, especially when we're doing motorized, having someone install is really key. So, of course, consider hiring a professional installer for a seamless finish. Kind of goes without saying, unless you're really handy with the drill. There's still so much going on in the windows. So, you've got the metal flashing, you've got different window casings. So, always recommended to hire a professional to install those window treatments, shades, curtains, and blinds. So, with all that said, that's your 10-step guide. By following these 10 foolproof steps, you can achieve beautiful and functional window coverings that enhance your home's decor and meet your practical needs. Whether you prefer the simplicity of blinds or the elegance of curtains, there's window covering solutions out there for you. Thanks so much for listening. Make sure you're subscribed because we'll be posting new episodes here on this brand new podcast every Wednesday to help you feel empowered, to help you be inspired to decorate and modernize your home that feels like a space of luxury and elevates your mood and your vibe.